Our call to worship today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, starting in verse 16. And the prophet tells us about the future kingdom here on earth for the children of God. Starting in 16. Blessed is he who is blessed in the earth. He shall be blessed by the God of truth. And he who swears in the earth shall swear by God of truth. Because the former troubles are forgotten, and because they are hidden from my sight. For behold, I create a new heavens and new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem for rejoicing, and her people for gladness. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and be glad in my people, and there will no longer be heard in her the voice of weeping and the sound of crying. For no longer will there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, for an old man who does not live out his days, for a youth will die at the age of 100, and one who does not reach the age of 100 shall be thought accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the lifetime of a tree shall be the days of my people, and my chosen ones shall wear out the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain, or bear children for calamity, for they are the offspring of those blessed by the Lord, and their descendants with them. It will come to pass that day before they call, I will answer, and while they are speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the dust shall be in the serpent's food. They shall do no evil or harm in my holy mountain, says the Lord.